Hello everyone. So I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for a discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via instant messenger feature so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Good. So item one is apologies, and we have an apology from Councillor Curran, Councillor McGuinness, Councillor Owen and Councillor Casey.
Chair, yes, a further apology from a colleague, Councillor Curran McCavitt, as well. Chair, thank you very much.
Chair, an apology from Councillor Rowan as well.
So if that's it, we will move on then to declarations of interest or conflicts of interest. Nobody. Okay. That's grand. So item number three is the action sheet of Neighbourhood Services Committee meeting held on the 23rd of March 2022. And for accuracy, we will go through page one, page 2, page 3, page 4 and page 5. Can I have a proposer and seconder?
Julie proposed, Chair.
Thank you. Proposed by Councillor Andrews.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councillor Murphy. Any matters arising? Nothing from the floor. That's good. Okay, so move on then to item number four, the review of TransLink's Ulster In Bloom entries 2021 and submission of entries for 2022, and that will be taken by Kevin.
Thanks, Chair. The report provides councillors with a summary review of TransLink's Ulster In Bloom judges' assessment of the council's entries for Ulster In Bloom in 2021 and seeks to confirm entries to this competition for 2022. Just as background, the TransLink Ulster Bloom annual competition is coordinated by NILGA. The competition seeks to showcase partnership working between councils and local community. There was no competition in 2020, Chair, due to the COVID-19 impacts, and in 2021, when the competition resumed, this council submitted a reduced number of entries. Those entries were Cross Midland, Kilkeel, Newcastle, Newry, Rostriver and Saintfield. The report provides a summary of the judges' assessment of each of the six towns. The judges make their assessment under three categories: horticultural impact, environmental awareness and community participation. Each entry fits into one of five categories, from outstanding, very good, good, average and fair. Except for Saintfield, all the entries of the council were placed in the average category, with Saintfield placed in the good category. For 2022, it is proposed to bring the Council's entries back to the pre-pandemic list of entries, which includes the following: Newry, Warren Point, Downpatrick, Newcastle, Ballyhines, Cross Midland, Bessbrook, Saintfield, Castle Welland, Killyleagh, Cross Gar, Dundrum, Killock, Strangford, Clock with a C, Bransford Ansbrough, Burn, Kilkeel and Restrever. That's 20 entries in total, Chair. The committee has asked to note the corrected number of entries from the written report. There were 17 mentioned. I omitted to include Newry, Kilkeel and Restrever, and I correct that in my report to you tonight, Chair. Chair, that's the report, and the committee is asked to endorse that we do submit an entry for 2021 and that we do submit the 20 named towns that I've provided with the report.
Okay. Good, Kevin. Councillor Andrews, you've proposed that, but do you have a comment?
I have indeed, Chair. First of all, I'd like to thank Kevin for the report and also for the return of our district to the Ulster and Bloom competition. You know, it's a very much a high rate contest, and you know, and I must say that I welcome the council's return to the pre-pandemic list of entries, and I wish each and every one of our towns and villages every success as they take part in the Ulster and Bloom. And as I said, it's a great accolade, and I wish them well. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry, and Councillor Murphy has seconded that, so if we're happy enough, we'll move on then. Item number 5 is the update on the development of the Council's tree strategy, and that will be taken by Kevin as well.
Thanks, Chair. Again, the purpose of the report is to provide the committee with an update on the development of the Council's tree strategy. At this committee meeting in September 2019, a notice of motion was passed for the Council to develop a tree strategy. Officers had been working on its development, whilst at the same time rolling out practical projects under it, such as many of the tree planting exercises we've carried out over the past year and a half. Tree inspections are being carried out, and the control of invasive species which may harm our existing trees is another example of the work we carried out, which will be form part of the strategy. As part of finalising the strategy, Chair, officers are recommending that a draft version of the strategy be presented to councillors for their comments. Also included among tonight's reports, Chair, is an update on the Council's objective to phase out completely the use of herbicides containing glyphosate for controlling weeds and invasive species. I'm not saying that those two things are directly linked, Chair, but it's just it relates to how we want to address both these matters. Chair, we are timetabled for our second Neighbourhood Services Working Group in May, and officers are recommending that a presentation be made to this group which covers both the draft tree strategy and the Council's progress in phasing out the use of herbicides containing glyphosate. So, Chair, the committee approval for this recommendation is requested.
Thank you. We have proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Brown. Thank you. So item number 6 is the bus shelter applications for Crossgar and Killyleth. Kevin, you can move it.
Thanks, Chair. The purpose of this report, Chair, is to consider applications for provision of bus shelters within the council area that have progressed through the policy stage. The report provides details on 2 requests for new bus shelters in the village of Killyleth. The report also considers a review of a decision to relocate an existing bus shelter in Downpatrick Street in Crossgar. Attached to the report in Appendix 1 is a report which summarises the assessment of each application having due regard to the requirements of the Council's bus shelter policy. On another matter, Chair, officers continue to liaise with TransLink's officers involved in the provision of TransLink's programme of providing bus shelters. Through these recent meetings, Council officers have been made aware that other councils have in certain instances agreed to procure a bus shelter from TransLink's nominated supplier and maintain it for a period of 5 years on the basis that following this 5-year period, TransLink will adopt the bus shelter and maintain it from that point forward. Chair, there's clear advantages in perhaps looking at this as an option for us going forward as well. The committee, Chair, is asked to note the content of the report. It is asked to agree to recommendation in Appendix 1 for the erection of a new bus shelter at Cross Street, Killyleth, and for the relocation of the shelter at Downpatrick Street in Crossgar, as was originally proposed. In terms of the second application for a bus shelter at Catherine Street in Killyleth, whilst it currently complies with policy requirements and we would normally give you a recommendation to site a new bus shelter at this location, there was some quite strong opposition to this particular application. those that objected to the application cited the fact that a similar bus shelter had been located in that location some years ago and was subject to significant antisocial behaviour, and that the former Dundas Council, they claim, would have removed the bus shelter as a result. Chair, the committee is asked to agree to the officers also having further discussions with TransLink on the option for council to enter into an agreement with TransLink for the provision of the bus shelters at official bus stops. But I suppose, Chair, the main thing for the committee is perhaps to take comments from them in terms of the direction of travel we would go in terms of the Catherine Street Killyleagh application for a new bus shelter.
Thank you, Kevin. We have a comment there from Councillor Brown. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Chair, and my thanks to you, Kevin, for presenting this tonight. It's a bit of an echo there, is that? Oh, it's maybe someone's mic there. Yes, thanks to Kevin for bringing this paper, and I'd also like to put on record my thanks to Andrew Sweeney for progressing these requests. I take full responsibility for all of them. They were all requests that I made on the back of a couple of queries from constituents, and Andrew is very good in progressing those forward. I'd like to propose the paper as it stands, as well as comment on this. I suppose I'll speak to each of the shelters there, I suppose from least contentious to most, in terms of the Cross Street one. I think that's an easy win there, no objections. That'll be a great help to people accessing the bus service there. There's plenty of space and so on, doesn't cause any issues whatsoever. So I think that's a very positive one. In terms of CrossGar, main reason for requesting that is to try and improve traffic flow through the village, and I think it is very important that they make use of that space at the old post office there, because at the minute it's just sort of used by people who are all day parking in that space. I do take on board what the owners of the land behind what would be the proposed bus stop are saying in terms of future development plans, but I would counter that if there's people all day parking in that space currently, that's going to provide an even larger problem potentially for future development. Whereas if it's a bus stop where buses are temporarily stopping and then very quickly moving on, I think it would be less of an impediment to any future development. So I would agree with the officer's recommendation that we proceed with that one. And I know a lot of people both in the village and passing through CrossGar regularly will be happy with that that being moved and improving the traffic flow. In terms of the Catherine Street one, that was mainly requested by parents of kids who are waiting for the bus stop there to go into school in the morning and trying to get some shelter for them when it's raining and so on. But having spoken to a couple of the businesses around there, I was made aware that the previous shelter was actually removed due to antisocial behaviour in the old Down District Council, so well before my time, and I fully take on board those concerns that were raised. So as the person who made the initial request there, I would be content, having received those objections and spoken to the businesses, that we don't proceed with that one for now, and we potentially look at potentially another location around there for a shelter, but there might not be one viable. But I'm happy enough if we don't proceed with that Catherine Street one, but do proceed with the other two. So thanks again, Kevin, and please to propose that paper.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Councillor Andrews?
Yes, thanks so much. Kevin, would you check that Cross Street location? I think that's on the Cumber Road, outside Killyleagh, near the Cumber Road Estate. It looks like by the one down at the Cumber Road Estate on the Cumber Road. But first of all, I'd like to, echoing the sentiments of Councillor Brown, I'd like to thank you and your team for all the hard work that you put into delivering the paper, and also for taking on board the issues that are the representations that were made to me by the constituents in relation to the ground that on the Downpatrick Street. And in the meantime, I'm happy enough to go along with the recommendations that you have tabled for tonight's decision, and also in relation to Catherine Street, there was a lot of issues of concern raised by residents close by, and those have been taken on board as highlighted in the report this evening. So I'm happy enough to second and welcome the recommendations, especially with Downpatrick Street and CrossGar as well. Thank you for your help.
So, Chair, it's quite clear that the recommendations accepted for Cross Street and Downpatrick Street and CrossGar. But in terms of Catherine Street, I'm not sure how we proceed with that one. Currently, do we need a decision in terms of Councillor Brown's proposal that we don't proceed now with that application?
Chair, if I could maybe come in and clarify, as it currently stands, the Catherine Street application would be accepted because it has not met the threshold of a third of those consulted objecting to the proposal. I do note, however, from Kevin's report that the PSNI have not responded to consultation on that application, and maybe, Chair, given the issues raised in respect of antisocial behaviour, that this committee defers a decision until it seeks clarification from the PSNI on the consultation process. And that would require then, obviously, maybe if Councillor Brown would agree to that, that would require his agreement and obviously I'm changing that original motion.
I'm aware of the issues regarding ASB with that one at Catherine Street. So I think it's very important that we do look at Catherine Street shelter request, because of the concerns that have been raised by constituents also and previously in the past have been aware of issues around that. So I think it's very important that Catherine Street application is looked at. So I'll hand back to Chair and through to Councillor Brown.
I'm content.
Okay. And if everybody is happy enough,
just to say, if we're going ahead with that, if we could look back over what happened last time around why the shelter was removed in the old Down District Council and get that in front of councillors, that would be helpful as well.
Yes, Chair, I would concur with Councillor Banks. I think it's very important because, as I say, it's a bit like a party, but there has been a lot of concerns. Not people who were close by were far from enthusiastic about the shelter, so. Especially with what happened in the past, but again, it would be a good exercise for whatever decisions and reports that were made at the time regarding its removal, I think, to be presented to the committee, and I think it would be very much a useful exercise and for that to happen.
That's grand. Okay, so if we're happy enough, the proposal was Councillor Brown and seconded by Councillor Andrews. Are we happy enough with that? Yeah. Okay. Everybody's content.
Yes, Chair. So maybe just to clarify then, in terms of Kevin's recommendations, we will proceed with erecting the bus shelter Cross Street Killilea and the relocation of the shelter down Patrick Street Cross Gar. In respect of Catherine Street Killilea, the decision will be deferred pending further consultation with PSNA in light of the antisocial behaviour issues raised by the members. And then in terms of the accepting the recommendation to consult further with TransLink on the option for the council to enter into agreement with TransLink for the provision of bus shelters at official bus stops, just want to check that that's agreed.
Yeah, is that agreed? Yeah, that's perfect.
Thank you. Just before we move on, Charlotte, again, I'd like to thank Kevin. I know we kept Kevin busy last year with the Downpatrick Street cross car with the issues that were raised, and you've come back with a very good report outlining outlining the case, so thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. So if we are content, we will move on to item number 7, which is the trial of solar lights at council bus shelters, and that is Kevin.
Thanks, Chair. The purpose of the report is to recommend the trial of solar lighting to 2 council bus shelters. The council has been requested to investigate the possibility of providing solar powered lighting to 2 bus shelters in a rural area close to Addycall. The shelters are located at Tullyfane Road and Whitewater Bridge, where no street lighting is provided. The request has come through one of our local MLAs, who met recently with some school children from that local area who had expressed this concern to them. Suitable solar lights have been sourced and can be fitted. Lights could be installed and monitored for effectiveness with any positive or negative feedback noted. It is recommended, Chair, to proceed with the installation of solar-powered lighting at these 2 bus shelters with their effectiveness monitored and this information to be reported back to this committee at a future date as part of a decision-making process as to whether to continue with this type of setup.
Yeah, that's grand. So, let me see. we have a comment so proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Murphy. But we have a comment from Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. Again, Kevin, I welcome the paper which you prepared, and thanks again. I know my SDLP colleague, Councillor Colin McGrath, had lobbied Council a while back in December to install solar lighting at the rural bus shelters that do not have on-street lighting after a school visit storming. The children from Holy Cross have really noticed that at such council run bus shelters, there's little or no light due to the rural nature of the areas. But for council to agree to proceed with this pilot scheme of solar lighting is a welcome move, and one which I hope will benefit all members of our community, and particularly the older members who make use of our buses on a regular basis. I look forward to seeing how successful this pilot scheme is, and if in the long run it can be extended across the district from Rowallan to Slieve Gullion and everywhere in between. And it's a very good news story, and I'm happy to propose and support this proposal which has been presented tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. And Councillor Clark, you have a comment?
Yeah, seconding the proposal, so I'm happy to support that. Just as Terry has outlined, this will improve safety at rural bus shelters. So, I think it goes to the safety of children and vulnerable people has to be welcome, particularly during the dark evening. So happy to support you.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. So we'll move on then to item number 8, vegetation growth within Ochrim River at the event space Kilkeel.
Thanks, Chair. The purpose of the report is to consider the overgrown nature of vegetation in the section of Ochrim River adjacent to the event space and council car park at Kilkeel. Attached to the report are Appendix 1 or 2 photographs which show the level of vegetation growth within the river. A request to consider this was initiated some months ago at this committee meeting when the issue was raised. An officer met recently on site with representatives of the Kilkeel Development Association and two local councillors. Rivers Agency have also been consulted and have confirmed that any work within the river will require statutory approval from Rivers Agency and indeed from DERA as well. The official attending the meeting has recommended that as a first step to seeking to address the issue is to understand why it is happening in the first place and the steps that could be taken to manage this occurrence better. Respective landowners either side of the river, which includes the council, are riparian owners, meaning that they will have a responsibility for the river. The report, Chair, is recommending the appointment of a suitably qualified consultant through the SCAPE framework to provide the consultancy support to identify the cause of the vegetation growth in the manner and the steps and possible costs to managing this part of the river to provide a more visually attractive aspect to this location. Chair, committee approval is requested for this recommendation to proceed to appoint consultants to assist us with determining the cause and the potential resolution to the matters being raised.
Thank you, Kevin. Can we have a proposer and seconder for that, if there's no comments? Proposed by Councillor Murphy, I'll second that. All right, thank you. So that is fine. Item number 9, thank you, Kevin. We're moving on to waste management, which is Sinead, and the item number 9 is Compost Week 2022.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision. The purpose of the report is to inform committee on the planned distribution of compost that's produced from the brown bin collections in the district to the general public and community groups during Compost Week 2022, which is running from the 1st to the 7th of May. ARC 21 coordinate the distribution of the compost during Compost Week, and an order has been placed for 55 pallets of bag compost to be distributed to the public from our household recycle centres during Compost Week. During this week, Council will carry out publicity promoting ARC21's publicity material through the Council's website and social media outlets to highlight the importance of composting and recycling of food waste. In conjunction with the distribution of the compost, there will be a number of other activities taking place to highlight and promote the importance of recycling food waste. And these include the publication of the new collection calendars, issuing of no food waste stickers for placement on black bins, distribution of 100 new or replacement food caddies through elected representatives, and the issue of 10 food waste caddies to primary schools on request to further promote the food waste recycling in the home as per previous council decisions. Following a committee decision agreed in August 2021, during this week, officers will explore the feasibility of deploying brown bins to residents of high-rise buildings that weren't previously provided with them. An application process with set criteria to establish the demand for the bins will be launched during this week. And Section 2.4 outlines to committee options that currently exist for local groups to purchase compost for specific projects outside Compost Week. So members are asked to note and approve the distribution of compost through the HRC sites during Compost Week 2022 with associated publicity. Note and approve the additional activities in Section 2.2 to highlight and promote the importance of recycling food waste. And to note and approve the launch of an application process with set criteria to establish demand for deploying the brown bins to residents of high-rise buildings who were not previously provided with those. Thank you.
Thanks, Sinead. So that's been proposed by Councillor Andrews and seconded by Councillor Murphy. And Terry, you've a comment?
Yes, I'll be brief, Chair. First of all, I'm only too happy to propose and support the recommendations outlined in the paper for Compost Week 22. I think it's going to be a great project, you know, because I've already had representatives of community groups even mentioned, been in touch with me about compost and everything. So at least it's good to see that the council playing a big part in the rollout. So I'm happy to propose here.
Thank you. And finally, a comment from Councillor Clark.
Thanks, Chair, and happy to support the proposal. I think this is one of the, you know, good news stories of the council. People can see tangible benefits of recycling, and they can see the end result. So the more people are aware of that, the better. You know, encourage more people to recycle. I think it was myself that proposed about the high-rise flats and that, who never had a brown bin. I think we can, you know, get a lot more people recycling and buying into what the council's trying to achieve, you know, and also the issue about compost being available for community groups through R21. I think it's an excellent initiative and getting people out growing their own veg and stuff in a community environment. So happy to accept the proposal, yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. So, moving on, we are on item number 10, which is the response to DERA consultation digital waste tracker. Sinead.
Thank you, Chair. This report again is for decision, and the purpose of the report is to provide members with a proposed response to the DERA consultation document on the introduction of mandatory digital waste tracking. Members will be aware that the Environment Act 2021 provides governments across the UK with the powers to introduce regulations that will establish an electronic system for tracking waste. While waste policy is a devolved matter, the UK government and devolved administrations have agreed to work together to develop a UK-wide waste tracking service to provide a seamless system throughout the UK. These regulations can require certain information relevant to waste tracking to be recorded on the system and can contain provisions on several areas as listed in the report. A copy of the proposed response to the consultation is provided in Appendix 1 and members are asked to note resource potential resource implications will be considered at a future meeting once further information emerges in relation to the proposals around the digital waste tracking system. So members are asked to approve the consultation response to mandatory digital waste tracking consultation report. Thank you.
Thank you. That's been proposed by Councillor Murphy, and I will second that. Any comments? Nope. Fair enough. Item number 11 is Keep Britain Tidy. chewing gum cleanup fund expression of interest. Sinead, you work away.
Thank you, Chair. Again, this report is for decision, and the purpose of the report is to seek committee approval to submit an expression of interest application to a recently established chewing gum clean-up fund. Keep Britain Tidy will launch the fund formally in May, and the Chewing Gum Task Force grant scheme is open to councils across the UK, and this will enable the council to apply for grants of funding up to £20,000 to deal with issues in relation to clearing up chewing gum from our streets. This is funded by the country's major chewing gum producers and nicotine replacement therapy gum producers also. Councils will benefit from a bespoke gum litter prevention package, including targeted behaviour change signage and advice to encourage people to bin their gum. The fund is now open for the expressions of interest, and formal applications would be welcomed in a 2-week window between the 9th and 23rd of May. The key issue for members to consider is that the scheme does complement priorities as presented in the Enforcement Improvement Plan, as well as the Cleansing Review. Members will be provided with a further update at a committee meeting in May 2022. So members are asked to approve officers preparing an expression of interest application to the Keep Britain Tidy Chewing Gum Clean-Up Fund. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Andrews, you have proposed that, and you have a comment or a question.
Yes, thanks very much, Chair. And first of all, I'd like to thank officers for their work and getting ready for to submit an application to this fund. I think it will be a good exercise. I know chewing gum, etc., and foot pads and whatever can be a bit annoying, especially whenever you tramp one and you take a bit home with you in your shoes. So I'm only happy that we go ahead with the proposal and the recommendations outlined in the paper. Also, I was thinking about, I'll probably raise it up in an hour time about dog fouling and about some similar equipment for cleansing and disinfecting the foot pads. So I'll bring that up in another time. I just want to flag that as well. But happy to propose. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews. And Councillor Murphy, you have seconded that, and you have a comment.
Yeah, no, I think if there's funding available, then we should avail of it. So happy enough to second it.
Items 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information related to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. So can I call a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? Proposed by Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy. That's grand. Give a few minutes.
Patricia, have the press been invited back in?
Yes, correct.
Okay. so we'll proceed then. So item number 12, which was the replacement of safety tiles with wet, poor surfacing in various council play areas, on proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, agreed to approve the progress update report on the replacement of safety tiles with wet, poor surfacing in various council play areas. Item 13, various issues concerning the event space Kilkeel, on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Andrews, agreed to note the contents of the report, approve the officer's recommendation that the legal position of the council regarding its maintenance of the event space Kilkeel is reviewed with a separate report to be provided to the council once this has been considered further. Approve the recommendation to accommodate the request from a local community organisation to make a connection to the council's electricity supply at the event space Kilkeel to provide decorative lighting to a new statue. This will be subject to a suitable legal agreement being in place between the relevant parties. The legal agreement will cover the installation of the electric supply and how ongoing electricity charges will be apportioned. Item 14, proposed phase 2 extension to Kilbroney. Municipal Cemetery, sorry. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the content of the report. Committee approve that the Council design team complete the contract drawn and associated information for the proposed phase 2 extension to Kilbroney Municipal Cemetery, to include the new extension and the option of refurbishment of phase 1 of the cemetery and provision of works compound. Committee approve that once complete, the contract drawings and associated information will be provided to the Council's civil engineering and minor works framework contractor for pricing. A further report will be made at that stage committee with recommendation on the extent of the project to be taken completed. Item 15, business case for the Christmas Illuminations Replacement Programme, on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Finnegan, agreed to note the content of the report and associated business case. Approve the recommendation that option 3, as detailed within the business case, is accepted as the preferred option. Option 3 will see the delivery of this project through a combined procurement of Christmas illuminations and a 10-year hire agreement for 5 artificial Christmas trees with ongoing annual maintenance costs. Item 16, business case for the transport of leachate from the Council's closed landfill sites, on the proposal of Councillor Finnegan, seconded by Councillor Andrews, agreed to approve the business case for the removal of transport of leachate from Drumna Kelly, Ochnagon and closed landfill sites to a licensed treatment plant. Item 17, business case for replacement hook lift vehicles, on the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it agreed to approve the business case of Appendix 1 for the replacement of the 3 32T hook lifts vehicles, the waste processing section to service household recycling centres in the Legacy Neary and Mourne District Council sites. Item 18, Council contract for Legionella monitoring in Council properties, on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Finnegan, it agreed to note the service increase charge for Legionella monitoring as set out at section 2.1 of the report. Item 19, ARC 21, Joint Committee Members Monthly Bulletin dated 31st of March 2022, on the proposal of Councillor Finnegan, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it agreed to note this bulletin. And item 20, ARC 21, Joint Committee and Committee Meetings of 24th of February 2022, on the proposal of Councillor Finnegan, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note these minutes. So item 21 is for noting Neighbourhood Services Directorate Scheme of Delegation. Yeah, so I'm going to take these all. So item 22, use of herbicide. Give me that one. Oh my God. Across the council estate. 23, deep cleanse and update. 24, ARC 21, special joint committee minutes of 24th of February 2022. And the 25 is the historical action sheet. Can I have a proposer and seconder for that, please? Proposed by Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Andrews. Any matters arising? None.
Thank you very much.
Shinné, and you can go home.
Thank you, members.